Welcome to Self-Sufficient.
Self-Sufficient.
What does it mean to be self-sufficient?
It's the longest relationship you'll ever be in.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Self-Sufficient with me, Mihaela. Before I dive into today's episode, I wanted to thank you for listening and supporting me by sharing, subscribing, rating and reviewing the podcast. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you follow Self-Sufficient wherever you're listening as it really helps me grow this community and reach the right people. Today's episode is entirely unscripted. I just wanted to sit down and have a conversation with myself about how I've been feeling. It hasn't been easy for me to express myself and find the right words. I find it much easier to put pen to paper and just journal my thoughts. It hasn't been easy for me to talk about my feelings. So I'm just going to use today's episode to share vocally how I feel. But first, let me give you a bit of a background story because I am fully aware that not everyone who's listening to this knows what I've been up to in the last year or so and how I actually got to where I am right now. So in my first episode, I spoke about heartbreak. So if you've listened to that, then you would know that I went through a very difficult breakup a couple of years ago. And this is actually one of the things that pushed me into starting a podcast and just helping people out there who might be struggling with the same things that I was struggling with and I am still struggling with. Basically, after that breakup, I completely had lost all sense of identity because my entire identity was wrapped around this person and I didn't really know who I was. So I went on a quest to find myself, and that involved trying lots of different things, spending a lot of time by myself so I can figure out what I like and don't like, doing a lot of things that were outside of my comfort zone, like starting new hobbies, going for dinner by myself or traveling alone. And a year passed and I just felt this really deep craving to be somewhere different than England. I've lived in England for about 12 years now, and I'm originally from Bulgaria. For those of you who don't know, I moved here to study at university and decided to stay and make the UK my home. And I've been living in London for the past, since I graduated, which was 2014. Gosh, that's almost 10 years. And since then, I've made content creation my full-time career. And it's been a wild ride. But my heart was calling me to go to a different location, somewhere that felt like home. And when I say home, I mean somewhere that just felt familiar. And that wasn't my home country, Bulgaria. It was Italy. I had traveled to Rome a couple of times in the past, and every time I went there, it just felt like I was in the right place. I am trying to explain this to my friends, but I don't think anyone gets it, because unless you've experienced this, it's hard to know what I'm talking about. The first time I went to Rome, I spent about half a day there. I didn't even have that much time to explore, but the minute we got to Rome, I was just like, oh my God, this place makes me feel so good. The second time I went to Rome was for a one-day layover because flights from Bulgaria to London were super expensive, and I just decided, why don't I fly to Rome for the day for half the price, spent the whole day in Rome, have that experience, and then fly back to London. And I landed in Rome at, let's say, 8 a.m. and I had the whole day to myself to just explore, and my flight to London was like 10 o'clock in the evening. So I had a full 12-hour day in Rome, and that allowed me to actually see a lot of places and experience so many things in Rome. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, but you can definitely see a lot of it in a day. And I got to enjoy it and experience the atmosphere and fully absorb it all by myself. And I knew that day that I wanted to go back to Rome and spend more time there. So a year after my breakup, I was really just craving a change. I felt like London was no longer giving me what I needed, and I was just desperate to be somewhere where I felt alive. And Rome was just that one place that kept coming up. And at the time I was like, should I go to Paris? Should I go to Rome? Like, what should I choose? You know, I learned a bit of French in high school and I thought maybe it will be easier for me to go to France, maybe practice my French and just enjoy. But you know, when I thought about Rome, I was just like, I've never felt the way I feel when I'm in Rome anywhere else. So it was an easy decision. I found a 2-bedroom flat on Airbnb and I got a really good deal at the time. I think I paid something like £600 for it. I don't know how I got so lucky. I've been trying to find flats in Rome after that and it's just impossible to find even a 1-bedroom flat for less than £1,000 a month, maybe even more. And it was in such a beautiful neighborhood. Before going there, I thought, oh, I'm not really sure if, you know, I wanted to be in central Rome. I wanted to have access to everything. And then I discovered this neighborhood. That's where the flat was. And I thought, wow, this looks beautiful. I Googled it. I got a bit of info about it. And then I was like, that's it. It's set. I'm going there. And the moment I stepped in Rome with my 2 large suitcases, I just knew that I'm exactly where I need to be. And then I spent the whole month there. On the second day, I met someone who's still a friend of mine to this day. He invited me over to dinner with his friends the next day. And it was a wild adventure. We got to hang out a bit more after that. I then went to a trip around the Amalfi Coast by myself. My cousin came to visit me for a few days in Rome. And I really got a taste of what life would be like in Rome. And I thought that once I come back, my entire focus will be moving back there and just making it work over there. And then I got back here and it was spring in London. It was so lovely. The days were longer. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I didn't necessarily want to be somewhere else. Maybe it was just the long winter that was making me feel a little depressed here in the UK. And now that it's spring, I just feel so much better about being in London. My job is here. My friends are here. Why would I want to be somewhere else? And so I made the decision to stay in London. And a few weeks later, my landlord came knocking on my door and he was like, Mihaela, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but I have to sell this flat and you're going to have to move out. And I was shocked. I was like, oh my God. But at the same time, I kind of knew that I have been asking for a massive change and it was happening. I was just like, this is the universe telling me that I should pursue exactly what I want and I should just find a way to maybe move to Rome. But I didn't do it. I actually got scared. I started panicking, looking for a place. I thought, well, maybe I want to buy a flat in the UK. I've lived here for so long. And even if I decide to move somewhere else, it doesn't matter. I just want to have a property in the UK. And then just to know that I can come back here anytime, because I've like dedicated a lot of time to building a career here and connections. And I just didn't think it will be that easy to leave without leaving something here, you know, if that makes sense. So I decided I'm going to buy myself a little flat and maybe settle here. And so I started looking at the options. I was like going back and forth. And then I thought, well, my time in my flat at the time was like, I was running out of time. I really just needed to make a decision to do something, to find a place, even if it was just temporary. And so I decided to move back in with my parents in Worcester and save a bit more money for a deposit and then find a place and buy it. But that didn't happen because I spent 2 weeks with my family in Worcester and I just couldn't stay there anymore. It was so hard for me to travel back and forth for work because I had to be in London constantly. And it was just very exhausting running back and forth, catching a train, staying here for a couple of days, then going back. And so at the time, the wisest decision for me was just to take a break from work. It was August. Work was very quiet. There wasn't much going on. So I usually go to Bulgaria around this time of year. I always celebrate my grandmother's birthday, which is at the beginning of September. And it was her 80th last year. So I really wanted to take her to Istanbul. It was her dream to go there. She's been watching these TV series about it. And she was like, oh my God, I would love to go there one day. And I was like, I'm going to take you. So I went to Bulgaria. I spent a bit of time with my friends. I took a break. Mind you, at that time, I was feeling very unsettled. I was feeling all over the place. I was feeling very low. I was crying all the time. I didn't know what was going on, but I just knew that taking a break was essential at that point. And so I went to Bulgaria. I didn't buy a return flight. I just decided to stay there for as long as I needed and then come back and decide what I wanted to do. I had no rush to come back here. And it was just easy for me to, you know, figure stuff out and take a break for as long as I needed. I spent some time with friends and family in Bulgaria. I was sharing a lot, talking through how I was feeling. And it was obvious that I was feeling unsettled and lost, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So I spoke to a few people, and the overall consensus was that I should probably come back to London, find a place to live, get settled, save a bit more money, and then maybe buy a place later on. And I was in no rush to buy a place because I wasn't even sure if I wanted to stay here. So I thought, okay, let's just find a flat to rent. I found a lovely flatmate through a friend of mine, and we decided to look for a place together. And we found this flat in a completely different area of London, and I thought, wow, this is going to change my life. Like, this is going to feel so amazing. And I just put so much pressure on this to be the big change in my life that I had so much been craving. And I spent a couple of months staying at a friend's place, which was in Walthamstow, where I lived before then. And that made me feel a bit unsettled as well, because it was like that moment in between. But I thought, once I'm over this, once we move into our new flat, everything is going to be okay. And then December came and we moved into the new place, and I was like, why am I not excited about this? Like, I was dreading being here from the moment we moved in. The day I had to drag my suitcases and get an Uber from the other side of London to where I live now, I was just feeling so low and so sad. And I was like, oh my God, like, have I made a mistake by doing this? But I just thought, I'm tired, it's the end of the year, I just needed a break for Christmas to spend some time with my family, and once January came, everything was gonna be okay. And so January came, I wasn't feeling any better, and then my friend Phoebe said, why don't we go and meet in Dubai? And I hadn't seen Phoebe for years, since before the pandemic. I think in 2019 was the last time we traveled together. Me and Phoebe met on Instagram and went on a trip to Italy the first time. Actually, she was the person I went to Rome with for the first time. And I just felt so amazing there. So she's got a lot to do with that. So I know that Phoebe's a feel-good person. I hadn't seen her for years, and it was the first time she could travel outside of China because she was stuck there during the pandemic. And I thought, well, isn't that a brilliant idea? Let's just go to Dubai with Phoebe and have the best time, and we'll see how I feel when I come back. And then I got my flights to Dubai and I went and met Phoebe. We had the most amazing time traveling around Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and I honestly felt so good there. I got to meet my friend Valentina, who recently moved out there from London. We spent a bit of time with her, and it just made me feel so good. So then I came back here, and the situation with the flat was still the same. So I experienced this very high feeling. And then I came back and I just felt the complete opposite when I was here. And so my 30th birthday was approaching and I decided that to distract myself from feeling low, I was gonna plan my 30th birthday celebration. And my friends at the time wanted to do a girls trip to Paris. And I thought, okay, Paris is gonna be my birthday trip. So I booked us a flat in Le Marais. 8 of us, we went to Paris and we had the best time. I honestly had such a great time. Even a friend of mine from Bulgaria came to celebrate, and then the rest of us came from London, and it was just such a lovely time. And then me and a couple of friends stayed for a few more days to shoot some content in Paris, because how can you possibly not do that? And then I got back to London and I was feeling so inexplicably low. It was just getting worse and worse. I realized that the whole time on my birthday, I wasn't even present. I don't think I was even in my own body. Like, I was having this out-of-body experience and I don't even know if I was fully present. I don't know if I was able to fully enjoy it, because I was constantly thinking about, how's everyone feeling? Is everyone okay? Is everyone having a good time? And you know, there's a reason I don't really celebrate my birthdays, and I thought it's because I never really did it when I was growing up, but I just think it's a lot of pressure. And for someone like me, I don't really like that kind of pressure. I don't really like the pressure of wondering if everyone's enjoying themselves. And I'm not saying that my friends ever made me feel like they weren't having a good time, but I was just too much in my head. This is completely, I'm taking ownership of my own shit. I was just completely absorbed by the thought of whether people around me were enjoying themselves, and that was just like my number one priority. And I don't even know if I was able to have conversations with these people and just like be in the moment. It's very strange to talk about it right now, because I don't think the people who were with me even realized that I was feeling like this at the time, because I wasn't even sharing. I thought, I'm just like, I'm an anxious person and I should just get on with it. It's just in my head, everyone's having a good time. Just don't worry about it, Mihaela. Just like, shut up and pretend that you're having a good time as well. And I'm not saying I had to pretend. No, I did have a great time. But deep down, I just knew something wasn't right. And so I got back from my birthday trip. I was now 30 years old and I had no idea what I wanted to do next with my life. And my friend Tanya said, well, why don't we go somewhere? It was very depressing in London. It was raining. It was dark. It was just like the weather was shit. And I just desperately needed to be somewhere warm. So we decided to book a 2-week trip to Sicily. None of us had been to Sicily before then. And we just thought, if we spent 2 weeks there, by the time we come back, the day is going to be longer. The weather will be warmer when we come back to London and we'll just feel refreshed. And everything will just fall into place. That's what we thought. So we spent 2 weeks in Sicily. The first leg of that trip was incredible. I had the most amazing time. I even went on a date out there. I was just feeling my best self. And then the second part of the trip, we went to a beautiful place called Taormina, and we decided to spend our last few days there. And I remember one night just not feeling great. My friend went to bed and I just couldn't fall asleep. So I got up and I messaged my mom and I was like, are you up? I just need to talk to someone. And me and my mom had an hour-long conversation, which is not very typical for me and her. If we have conversations, we usually talk like twice a week for 15 minutes and that's about it. So for me to spend an hour talking to my mom was just very unusual. And as we were talking, I had tears falling down my cheeks. And I just remember saying, Mom, I keep thinking this is gonna get better and it's not getting better. I just feel shit. And she was like, well, let's get to the bottom of it. Why do you think you feel this way? Is it because of work? Is it because you feel lonely? Is it because of where you live? And we just started like unpacking, and I just realized it was all of these things. I wasn't happy in any area of my life, and I just didn't really know what I was doing. And so I ended the call still feeling very confused and not knowing what was going on. And then the next day, it was our last day in Taormina, so we went for a nice fancy dinner. I did my makeup, I put on a nice dress. I felt amazing. I was like, wow, this life is just such a gift. So I went from feeling extremely low to again feeling amazing and incredible. And I did anticipate that coming back to London will make me feel some type of way, not necessarily positive, but I had no idea that it will come to me actually admitting to myself that I am depressed and I'm just going through depression. And the way I came to the realization was I went to this class organized by a brand. It was a brand event, and I thought this was going to make me feel so good, because it's like I'm back in London, back to work, I'm back being around people, and it's going to give me some good feels, good vibes. And I went to that event, and I literally sat there and I looked at people and I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to be here, I just want to do the class and leave. And that's what I did. I did not speak to a single person. I went and did the class. I had the best time dancing, and maybe it's just what I needed, just to shake off the bad vibes. And then I just spent a bit of time hanging around and just like having breakfast after the class. And then I spoke to a couple of people and just got my bags and left. And a dear friend of mine was in London for a few days, and I just wanted to spend time with her. I just wanted to be around her. I didn't want to be home alone. So I went to see her. I walked around while I was waiting for her, and I just wasn't feeling good about myself. I just felt sad. I felt like I wanted to cry. I didn't know what was going on, but I just knew that something wasn't right. But I thought maybe it's just me feeling lonely, and as soon as she's there, then I'm going to feel better. And then she came. She obviously was here for a few days, so she had things to do. We didn't really get much chance to catch up. So I just went home after that, and I didn't want to be in. I just wanted to be outside. I didn't want to come home. I did not feel like being indoors, just like coming back to this place. And there's another side story to this, but we've been having some issues with the flat since we moved in, and so this place really made me not wanna be here. It made me not want to come home, and that's not a nice feeling to have, especially when you pay so much for rent. But anyway, I was walking home from the station and I thought, there's no way I'm gonna stay home. I just need to put my trainers on and go for a run. And I did go for a 5k run, which was supposed to make me feel better. But towards the end of that run, I just remember walking home, and it was like my tears, it was like slowly building up. There was this like suspense, and all of a sudden I just broke down. I just started crying, and I was like, shit. I know this feeling. I am way too familiar with it, and it's not me feeling low. It's me being depressed. And it was honestly a very scary thing to admit to myself, because the last time I felt depressed was when I was in that relationship that led to a very difficult breakup. And I was in that relationship for 8 years. And I remember the reason for me to want to leave that relationship was because I was feeling depressed the majority of the time. And I just realized something was wrong. I just knew that I was crying every month for like a few days straight. I just couldn't get out of bed, and I didn't know what was wrong, but I just know something wasn't right and that relationship wasn't right for me. And I just realized later on that I was feeling depressed because of that. So I spent a fair amount of time not just grieving the relationship, but recovering from depression at the time. And I did get myself to a really good place. I worked with a therapist. I had an amazing routine. I just had this balance in my life. And I remember feeling like, I'm over it. That's it. Like, I've made it through. I'm never gonna feel depressed again. And the other night, when I felt that this is depression creeping up, I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, I resisted admitting that I wasn't okay. I just resisted it for far too long, just because I didn't go back to that place. It felt like starting from scratch. It felt like I had to do all the work all over again to get to that same place that I've worked to get out of in the last 2 years. And I just felt like I've lost a war. I didn't feel like I lost a battle. I just felt like I lost the whole war, and I had nothing. That's exactly how I felt. And that same night, this was last week, I got home and I just wrote a post on Instagram, just because I felt like I had been bottling this feeling for a really long time and I just wanted to get it out. I couldn't really talk to people. I didn't really know how to express myself. I don't really know how to call a friend and say, listen, I have been feeling depressed. I need to talk to someone. I don't know how to admit that to my friends. So the easiest thing was to just write a post and let everyone know that I feel this way. And I just felt it, like, I just felt like I needed to do it. I needed to put it out there. And I just needed to admit that things haven't been the way that I've been picturing them. And I had been lying to myself for quite some time that things were okay when they weren't. And I was trying to like go back to the surface, but I was drowning. I was drowning in my own thoughts and feelings, and it was just getting worse and worse. And I just kept telling people, I'm stressed, I'm anxious. But I never actually admitted that it wasn't stress. It wasn't just stress and anxiety. I was just constantly feeling like this. And for the past week, I had one day that I didn't cry. And then the rest of the time, I've just been crying for no particular reason. And including yesterday, I woke up, I made myself breakfast. I thought, wow, today is going to be a good day. I did a bit of journaling and it wasn't a good day. I came back to my room and I just started crying out of nowhere. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was journaling and I was like, why am I feeling so much pain? I was feeling emotional pain. It's not physical, but I was just feeling this emotional pain. I was feeling so much pain. And at the same time, I felt so numb, like I couldn't feel anything. I wanted to feel something else, something other than pain, and I just couldn't. And last night I went to see some friends and we had drinks and I just like openly talked about it and shared how I've been feeling. And they were so amazing about it, so understanding. And I had so much shame around admitting that I've been feeling this way, and I thought that people were gonna judge me because I have nothing to complain about. My life seems amazing. I've got a job that I'm proud of. I've worked so hard to build what I currently have. I have an amazing home. I live in an amazing city. I'm surrounded by all of these great and inspiring people. And I had so much shame in admitting that I feel this way, because to someone else, it looks like I have it all and I should not be feeling this way. But that still didn't change anything. It made me, if anything, it just made me worse, because it was like, I can't admit that I feel this way because I'm gonna disappoint so many people. Because if I have all of this and I feel shit, then what about people who have nothing? Why should they work towards coming out of that place and work towards achieving something when I am this person who has achieved that thing and it didn't bring me happiness, and what hope is left for them? That was just my thought process. I don't know if that's normal, if this is what people think and what people see, but I just didn't want to admit that I'm not feeling great. But my friends were so understanding, and they just gave me some great advice and just listened to me, which I think is what I need. I just need to talk and express how I feel, which is why I also started looking for a therapist, because I do need to work through these feelings. It seems like big changes, big life changes are what trigger my depression and the way I feel, and I haven't necessarily learned the coping skills to get myself out of that situation. Or maybe I have. Maybe I just need to give myself some, maybe I need to cut myself some slack and just admit that, you know what, this is normal, Mihaela, and you're allowed to feel this way, and we're gonna get you out of this. So yeah, that's the plan. I want to start working with a therapist and just like get to the bottom of this, because I have been working on my mental health and just feeling good about myself for like the past maybe 3 years now, when I actively started putting in effort and like reading all the books and meditating and journaling and like adopting all of these practices that made me feel good about myself. And I know what I need to get myself out of this. But the thing is, I have been trying to do that. I've been trying to use all of these practices and all of these techniques that I've learned so far in therapy and outside of therapy and in books and podcasts, and it just wasn't helping. So I think I've like reached a point where I need to speak to people. I need to speak to a professional. I need to discover if there's anything deeper, if there's anything underlying there that I need to be aware of, if there's anything I need to work through. Because to be fair, I've worked through so much of like my traumas that I thought there shouldn't be anything there that remains uncovered, but maybe there is. Maybe there's always something. And I don't want that to be a bad thing. I just think it's great that I'm so committed to my personal development, and I am committed to staying on top of it. I'm committed to coming out of this stronger. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to start this podcast. I actually just wanted to share these tools and techniques with other people, and I wanted to help people have a healthier relationship with themselves in order to have stronger relationships with people around them. This is the whole reason I started this podcast in the first place, and I hope this is the effect it's having on people. I don't know, this is only my third episode. I don't know where this journey will take me. I just hope it's a nice place. And I hope that by doing this and sharing how I feel, I'm going to help someone out there, even if it's just one person who hears this and just knows that they're not alone. It will make sharing this worth it and going through this worth it, because if I can find the tools to come out of it and come out of it stronger, and if I can share them with others, then isn't that amazing that we can all just help each other in these difficult times? Wow, this was powerful. I remember recording my first podcast episode a couple of months ago, and I remember having so much, like struggling so much with expressing myself and wanting to sound perfect. And I've just gone through 35 minutes of talking without having a script. And I honestly feel so great about it right now, because maybe it doesn't need to be perfect. Maybe I just need to start doing things, and maybe it's this perfectionist mentality that's been stopping me from doing the things that I really want to do and holding me back. So I think that's today's lesson. I think I just need to be easy on myself, not be afraid to share, and just be more flexible and open to things not working out the way I thought they would, and letting them work out the way that they should. Just like flowing with ease. I am the kind of person that experiences extreme highs. When things are good, they're great, they're awesome. But when things are bad, it's awful. I really want to work towards being more balanced and not experiencing these very high highs and very low lows. But I watched a video recently and someone said that they once spoke to their therapist about this and they were like, why am I always experiencing the highs so high and the lows like feel really low? And their therapist said, well, if you look at a heart monitor, it goes up and down, up and down. If it stays the same, then that means you're dead. You're gone. So maybe it's all normal. Maybe I'm not depressed. Maybe I've just feel things deeply and that's just who I am. And maybe I should start embracing that more and just feel deeply and not be ashamed that I feel things that way. But yeah, I definitely want to work towards having more balance in my life. And that's something that I am committed to doing. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you enjoyed my story. This was supposed to be me giving you a background story, but I just like dived straight in. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you find it helpful and interesting. If you did, then share it with someone who might be going through a difficult time, someone who needs a bit of courage. You're not alone. And that's the main thing for me, that I felt so lonely. But when I shared on social media about how I felt, so many people reached out and they were like, you're not alone. So many of us are going through this. So I just want people to know that it's not a lonely journey. You can always reach out. There's someone out there who is willing to talk to you. If you can't speak to a professional, send me a DM. I can't always promise that I will get back because sometimes I can't hold the space for so many people. But it's just nice to talk to someone and know that someone else is going through the same thing and there's a person on the other end of a conversation who knows how you feel. And that ultimately makes you feel less alone on your journey.